After announcing the withdrawal of its troops from Afghanistan, Australia's now announced that its embassy in Kabul will close. The relationship between the two countries will now rely on Zoom meetings and the odd fly-in, fly-out diplomatic visit. ANU Emeritus Professor William Maley has a long-running interest in Afghan politics, and he's author of The Afghanistan Wars. I asked him for his reaction to Australia's decision.
It is an unfortunate development insofar as it could be a potential trigger for other Western countries that have embassies in Afghanistan to use Australia's withdrawal as a pretext for withdrawing their own missions too. And if that were to happen, the only beneficiaries would be the terrorist Taliban movement. I think the Afghan government was somewhat surprised that Australia was withdrawing after just 4 days' notice. And I suspect a number of other Western countries were too, not least because the Afghan government has been actively engaged with foreign embassies in Kabul, setting out steps that it proposed to take in order to improve the environment within which they could attempt to discharge their functions.
They're talking about, you know, keeping things going with Zoom, but is it a case of having the rug pulled out from under them for the Afghani government?
Well, I think they would almost certainly feel that the withdrawal of foreign embassies at this point would have that effect. They can't stop foreign governments from withdrawing their embassies. And, of course, there's no sense in which diplomatic relations between Australia and Afghanistan are being discontinued. On the contrary, there's an active Afghan embassy in Canberra, which will probably be more important than ever in lubricating the relationship between the two countries. But it is an odd step, given that Australia's latest appointee as ambassador to Afghanistan only presented his credentials in Kabul last month.
So as someone who is in touch with people on the ground in Afghanistan, what are people saying? What's the feeling? Do they feel abandoned?
Well, they do, but not so much because of a decision relating to the Australian embassy, but more broadly because of the way in which the United States, after years and years of telling Afghans that they wouldn't be abandoned, suddenly cut a deal with a terrorist enemy and decided to exit the theatre of operations, which left Afghans with a very strong sense that the United States was totally unreliable as an ally and really not to be trusted.
Australia will continue to give foreign aid to Afghanistan, though. Where will that flow? Like, given the volatile future, it seems, with the Taliban lurking in the wings, what's that aid going to achieve?
Well, it's a good question exactly how that aid will be delivered, because the capacity of the Australian government to engage in in situ monitoring of how projects might be implemented is almost always going to be attenuated by the loss of a diplomatic presence on the ground. I suspect what we'll see is direct financial transfers to various trust funds and other funds that are used to support various activities of the Afghan state, in particular the Afghan National Army, which it's very important to sustain at the moment given the symbolic blows that it suffered as a result of the American withdrawal and the consequent decision of other countries to reconsider their own approach to Afghanistan.
ANU Emeritus Professor William Maley. And as he pointed out in that interview, there are fears that the removal of the embassy in Kabul could leave the Afghani government wide open for takeover by the fast-approaching Taliban. Richard Bronowski is the president of the Australian Institute of International Affairs, and he's a former ambassador to Iran. He told The Wire's Spencer Forgrave that Australia is doing exactly what they did in Vietnam and is following the US in and out of conflict.
What we did in Vietnam was unconscionable. We had no real interest in defending so-called freedom in South Vietnam. We simply were there because the Americans were. Same in Afghanistan. We're there for the same reason. If we had any moral authority or any moral conviction, surely we'd leave some troops and some staff, including aid workers, behind so that they could help ameliorate what probably are going to be the depredations of the opposition when they come in. That's very likely, the Taliban. So I'm afraid I don't have much respect for our decision. I think it's probably the wrong one. It's a bankrupt policy, and it shows that DFAT doesn't have a great deal of authority in Canberra, in the halls of Canberra.
If Afghanistan is now too dangerous for diplomats to even be stationed on the ground despite years of terrorist attacks and conflict, what was the point of the previous two decades of conflict and Australia's involvement?
No point at all. It was a zero-sum game. We didn't gain anything. Actually, that's not quite true. We did protect the government to the extent that we were preventing the Taliban from blowing up schools, especially schools with girls in them, which is the most outrageous thing to do. They don't believe that women should be educated. But all that did was give pause to the Taliban. The Taliban are indigenous. They're entrenched in Afghan society. There's no way they're going to go away any more than the Viet Cong were going to go away in South Vietnam.
Are we suggesting that there is going to be no more room for diplomacy in the region once we withdraw, because there will just be no point?
We're entering a period of very deep depression in Afghanistan. The Taliban are going to take over. What's going to happen in Iran? What's going to happen in the neighbourhood? Well, the Iranians are still fighting very much against Israeli aggression, Israeli attacks. There's been one today, I think. The Israelis think that Iran must not be able to get the nuclear bomb, even though they have it themselves, even though all of Iran's neighbours have nuclear weapons, Pakistan, India, China, Russia, and, of course, Israel, and the United States with its fleet in the Persian Gulf. So I don't think that the destabilisation in Afghanistan will necessarily spill over into Iran, but we have to keep in mind that there could be a good deal of destabilisation.
The Office of the Special Investigator is saying that this withdrawal will hinder the Australian investigation into alleged war crimes that were committed in the region during various points of the conflict. What do you say to that?
Yes, I think it will hinder things because there are witnesses to what Australian troops allegedly did that would be part of an investigation. We can't do that anymore because we won't have access to them. Mind you, there's a lot of information that the military, the army particularly, has on its special services, and we just have to wait to see how this plays out.
Richard Bernowski, President of the Australian Institute of International Affairs. He was speaking to The Wire's Spencer Fulgrabe.